Welcome to the College Audition Podcast with your host, nationally renowned college audition coach, Tim Evanicki.
Hey everybody, Tim Evanicki here with the College Audition, back again for another episode of the College Audition Podcast. Today, my special guest is Aaron Galligan-Sturl, head of musical theater at Slippery Rock University. Welcome, Aaron.
Hi, Tim. How are you?
Doing well, thank you. And thank you so much for joining us today.
So my pleasure.
It's not often that I get to learn about a newer program out there, so I'm very excited to hear about the BFA musical theater program at Slippery Rock that is sort of hot off the presses. You're going into your third year, or you just finished your third year?
Going into our third year.
So going into our third year.
Yeah, so coming this year, we will have our third class joining us, which means that we will have juniors, sophomores, and freshmen, but no senior musical theater BFA majors yet.
So we always like to get to know the person before the program. So could you give us a little bit about your experience in the theater world that led you up to your time at Slippery Rock?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, I've been working in the theater. I'm one of those people who've been in the theater really my entire life. I enjoyed community theater as a kid, and couldn't get enough of it through a majority of my life. I ended up going to Shenandoah University and got my BFA in musical theater there, and then I actually went to Penn State to get an MFA in acting, and that was really great because I really got to know two really high quality musical theater programs there. I then moved to New York City, where I lived for approximately 16 years. Although, you know, we say we live in New York City, but of course that means that's our home base. We're never home very often, right? And you know, what I like to say about my career is that it's one of great breadth, which just means that I've done a little bit of kind of all the different things. And that's sort of what I love to bring to the table, is that I've done a couple Broadway shows, a handful of national and international tours, quite a bit of regional theater, but that's been some Shakespeare, some musicals, some original plays, working at, you know, everything from the Kennedy Center to Paper Mill Playhouse to Main State, you know, Tuts, The Rev. And then I've also worked on the other side of the table. So I've worked as a director at Sacramento Theater Company. I was the associate director for the Grinch National Tour for many years. I've worked in casting, I've worked as a dramaturg, I've worked as a producer of feature films. So I've done all of these different things, a little bit of all of the things. And that was sort of my performance career, which was parallel to a teaching career that was sort of happening simultaneously, which eventually, of course, led me to academia. Because I essentially, about 10 years ago, I started as a professional audition coach in New York City, mostly working with students who had just graduated from undergrad or Broadway professionals, sort of the really specific skill set around how to book big shows. That was really my kind of primary expertise there. And while I was doing that, I ended up being the co-owner one of New York City's premier audition programs called Max Theatrics, where I co-ran that for about 7 years. And while that was happening, I started creating relationships with universities. And so I would travel the country and do workshops at top universities across the country, Alabama, UCLA. I know a lot of the guests that you've had, right? Otterbein, Wright State, Marymount, Manhattan, doing workshops. And eventually that sort of turned into showcase consultation as I was sort of helping students transition into New York, which then of course led to heading into academia.
Wow.
Yeah.
You've covered everything.
A little bit of everything. That's what I love to say. A little bit of all the different things. That's right.
That's really great. So as head of musical theater at Slippery Rock, when will the kids actually get to work with you? What are your responsibilities as far as teaching?
Yeah. So at Slippery Rock University, I actually teach a lot of different classes. And it's in a rotation. So different years, I work with different students. But essentially, I get to work with the students all 4 years that they're there. And it's sort of designed specifically to do that in various capacities. So I teach the Acting 101 class for the freshmen as they first come in. That's one of the things that I love to teach. I teach some short classes. We do 5 week courses occasionally. I teach a 5 week course in digital mastery for performing artists. I teach a 5-week course on Broadway sides techniques, specifically the skill set of how you work with sides when you're auditioning for Broadway shows. And then I also teach semester-long courses in history of musical theater, auditioning for musical theater, acting for song 1 and 2, showcase preparation. And then probably my favorite thing is this really unique thing that we do at Slippery Rock, which is this course called Musical Theater Repertory. And it's a 3-semester course, and multiple classes are enrolled at the same time. So you're working with multiple cohorts. And what happens is each semester that you're in the class, you focus on a different area of musical theater. So one semester, you'll focus on classic musical theater. Another semester, you'll focus on contemporary musical theater. And then another semester, you'll spend the entire semester focusing on pop rock musical theater. It's a fabulous program. It's one of the things that I was really passionate about and excited about our program that really helps us stand out, is that you get this deep dive into the 3 different major genres for an entire semester with a ton of students who are sometimes in classes above you, behind you, and you really get a chance to work as a cohort. It's pretty exciting.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. That 3-semester class sounds great. I mean, students don't often get a pop rock specific class at
we know that is one of the most important new things in musical theater, right? Is that, I mean, I say new, but of course it's been around forever, and yet it isn't one of the things that is taken as seriously as it needs to at universities. And that's one of the things that, you know, I'm sort of trying to bring to this program as someone who's lived in New York City for a while and really worked as the person who sort of fills in the gaps. Once students graduate from university, they come to me and go, but I don't know how to do those 3 things. And then I help them learn how to do the things that college never taught them. You know, to me, that's what I'm trying to bring to Slippery Rock University, is that's why we're teaching this digital entrepreneurship class, right? Because now that's everything, right? It's why we're teaching this pop rock course. And, you know, my innovative Broadway sides technique class is something that I developed in New York City to help professionals book Broadway shows. And I'm bringing it to the students so that they know how to do it as soon as they graduate, instead of waiting several years to try to figure it out on their own.
That's so wonderful. Wow. So you've listened to the podcast, so you know that I put the guest on the spot and ask you for your elevator pitch.
Absolutely.
If you can, in 60 seconds or less, and I always forget to time it, so I'm going to time you this time.
Oh,
in
60 boy. Okay, seconds or less. Pressure's on.
If you can give us your elevator pitch for the Slippery Rock musical theater program.
Do I get a warning when I have 10 seconds left?
I will, yes. Yes, I'll wave at you. You're going to be the first one that I actually time. So ready?
Okay.
All right, here we go. Ready and go.
Slippery Rock University is a brand new musical BFA program. We are really specifically focused in acting first. Acting is sort of where everything flows through. You absolutely get the music, you absolutely get the dancing, but it all comes through our acting technique, which we believe in really, really passionately. The faculty is like a family. We're really interested in doing world premieres, unique takes on classics. We do really interesting things. And my specific job, I'm deeply interested in connecting you directly to industries out there, the industry personnel out there, the casting directors, the directors, the artistic directors. And we also have small class sizes. So we have 12 to 15 students in our theater major courses. So you really get time to work with the faculty. Slippery Rock is brand new. It's exciting. We're cutting edge. We're making it all happen. Come visit us. How was that?
Exactly 1 minute.
Success.
Nice job. You should listen to that recording later and memorize that, because that was very well done. All right. So it was going by so quickly, I'm not sure that I was really listening. I was looking at the clock more than anything. So let's break that down a little bit now. I always love to hear when the program says that they're acting centric, as well it should be. Everyone's a storyteller first. So let's talk a little bit more about the highlights of the program that sort of set it apart and make it different from the other programs out there. What would you think? Give me your top 1 or 2 differences from Slippery Rock and other programs.
Yeah, well, the first thing I'll say is that, to be very clear, you know, the program that we have is a BFA in acting with 2 concentrations that you can choose from. Either a BFA in acting with a concentration in acting, or a BFA in acting with a concentration in musical theater. And the reason we do it that way is because we are really interested in focusing in on acting first. Oh, 60 seconds again.
Sorry about that. Go ahead.
No problem. So we have a very intensive class series where you do a deep dive into three different acting techniques, a full semester of it. So you get a full semester of practical aesthetics, a full semester of Uta Hagen, a full semester of Meisner. And then in rotation, we have additional techniques that are offered as electives while you're there. So we really, when we say we're acting focused, we mean it. We are acting focused. That is where you really get, you really enter into all of the other things. We then use that to help further your skill sets in music and in dance. You know, we have some of the highlights. This year, starting this fall, we have a literal brand new performing arts complex. It is incredible. Renovated proscenium theater, brand new black box, classrooms. The dance studios are literally modeled off of Lincoln Center. They are spectacular. Huge windows, bright streaming light into them. It's just incredible. And we also have several convertible spaces that can be used for additional performance venues. It's this incredible complex, and it opens this fall. So that's one thing that really stands us apart in a big way. Another thing is our tuition. Let me be really clear. You know, what's amazing about Slippery Rock University is that we are part of one of the Pennsylvania state schools, which simply means that our tuition is very reasonable for both in-state and out-of-state students. We're a fraction of the cost of many of the other schools. We range between $11,000 and $19,000 a year. That's it.
Wow.
You know, so we believe, and we really are committed to keeping that, because we believe that in the arts, coming in with a huge load of debt, moving into New York City or Chicago or wherever you want to go, is so difficult and damning for your opportunities, because you end up working your day job all day long and never have time to audition, right? And so we really believe that one of the things that's so important to us is that we also have tuition reduction for students who have a 3.0 or better. Like it's a really incredible opportunity in terms of that. And then I would say another thing that's really unique about us is that we're really interested and connected to a lot of the national theater opportunities. So for example, we do SETC, American College Theater Festival, USITT. We work with students who attend IRTA. And then we also, in every 2 years, we take a group of students to the Edinburgh Fringe Festival and perform usually an original show there as part of that performance. So they get to go, they perform a show, they see a million shows. It's a really cool opportunity.
Wow. Walk us through sort of an overview of the program in the 4 years. Coming in as freshmen, what does that look like? And moving on through the 4 years.
Yeah. So sort of as freshmen, we really start by laying the groundwork, of course, right? So much of that is about the Acting 101 courses. We do a group voice class in the fall, and then you start your private voice lessons in the spring. You have dance classes that you would end up taking. And essentially that continues through your sophomore year as those sort of level up, right? As we get into our junior year, we start getting into some of the more specific skill sets. This is where, in particular, that three series class that I was talking about, you start taking that in your sophomore, junior, and senior year. You start taking things like acting for song, and you start applying all of those acting techniques that we put into place into musical theater. And then in the senior year, which of course we don't have yet, but we are in the process of getting ready for, will be a lot of showcase preparation and industry preparation, auditioning for musical theater, courses on entrepreneurship and how to really sort of own your own, be your own CEO of your acting business, mm-hmm. essentially. Mm-hmm. So there's career prep classes, et cetera. You know, the other thing about Slippery Rock is that we also have a pretty robust season. And one of the things that we really believe in is that starting your freshman year, we want our students on stage. We really love and believe that you learn so much from doing. I know I can say personally, most of my career and most of my experience as an artist, some of the most incredible learning opportunities for me have been while I'm doing things. While I'm doing the show, I get to look at the people around me and go, wow, that person's incredible. I want to do what they're doing, right? And so all of our students, all of our BFAs, all are required to audition for all the shows in the season. And we really do take seriously that whoever is best for the part gets it. So for example, last year, in the middle of the pandemic, we did a world premiere musical that we commissioned for our students at Slippery Rock University. It was a really extraordinary experience, which I can talk about more later if you'd like. It was this extraordinary experience. And in the process, what we did was we cast the lead as a freshman. She was a freshman. She was absolutely wonderful in the role because she was the best person for the part. So we really do take that very seriously. And that's a great opportunity for our students as well.
You just mentioned the robust season there, and you want everyone on stage. So how many shows a year are there? And what
so we do a
like?
Number of. So the first thing is we have four main stage shows, and we're in the process of adding a fifth. So right now we have four. Probably by the time we get to next year, we suspect not this fall, but the following year, we will be ready for our fifth show. That always includes two musicals. We also usually include a Shakespeare, but not always, as well as several sort of plays, some classic, some sort of original pieces. We also have several additional opportunities for performance that our students participate in. One is called the Brave New Plays, which is a play festival that we do at the end of the year. We also have Panic Attack, which is a 24-hour theater festival where all the students write their shows, produce it, direct it in 24 hours. It's amazing. Nobody sleeps. And they come up with the most incredible pieces. We have several student-run organizations, Alpha Psi Omega, Musical Theater Society, that also sometimes produce productions. And then I also love this. We have a part of our budget that is specific for student proposals. So students can come to us, put in a proposal, say, I really want to do this. And we have a modest budget that we can give them to support them doing their own productions throughout the year. So we have an immense amount of performance opportunities. Our students are constantly in performance. And that's another thing that we feel really passionately about.
And you also mentioned that you take the kids to Scotland. Do you also have a study abroad option in your program?
Yeah, that's a good question. Because it's a new BFA, we're still sort of working out some of that. I will tell you that we have started conversation with several really interesting opportunities for them, some in Europe, some in South America, actually. So we've started having some really interesting conversations with some partner universities about potentially creating those connections. They aren't official yet, but they're definitely in process.
Wow, that sounds exciting. Love South America. Love that it's something different too.
Yeah, everyone, exactly.
It seems like everyone goes to London.
Well, we have some other European countries that we're talking to also, which would be really, really interesting.
Wonderful, wonderful. So, tell us a little bit about the bustling metropolis of Slippery Rock, Pennsylvania. assuming that the students are going to leave campus and want to do some things outside of those gates, what does that look like? What is student life sort of like around that area?
Yeah, so it's a medium-sized campus, so it has 8,000 to 9,000 students. So it is relatively small, but not tiny, which is really nice. The actual grounds are beautiful. They're the rolling hills of Western PA. I mean, it's really quite gorgeous. There's incredible opportunities for hiking and camping and canoeing and, you know, all around that area. There's quite a bit of that. We also are about an hour north from Pittsburgh, which is everything, right? Mm-hmm. I don't know how much you know about Pittsburgh, but it is a very exciting place right now. A ton of theater and film opportunities there, professional and otherwise. It's also turning into a major foodie destination, so people love that. We have major sports teams there. So that really becomes a real hub for students to really be able to stay connected to culture and the arts and other opportunities that they enjoy. The campus itself, it's very safe, it's very quiet, it's very community-based, it's quite wonderful.
Oh, great. But it is, that is a relatively rural area.
I remember. It's quite rural, which is sort of how we're able to have those outdoor opportunities, right? The mountains and the hiking and the camping. And we actually have a skiing hill on campus kind of thing. Like it's pretty cool.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That sounds great. I actually found myself in Slippery Rock quite by accident once.
Really?
We were driving back down south. I was born and raised in Rochester, New York. So we were coming down, I think it was 79 or one of the highways through there, and terrible snowstorm. So we got off 79 and we just wanted a different route. And I remember we had to stop in Slippery Rock just because we had to get off the road because I couldn't do it anymore. And I think I stayed in a hotel there not mistaken. So there are hotels there at least, but it's beautiful.
Absolutely.
When I saw it was mostly white because it was covered in snow and it was a blizzard, but it is a really beautiful area. And I love Pennsylvania. I love that area. All right. So let's transition now to speak a little bit about the auditions and the audition process. You actually were still having auditions recently because a student of mine just recently committed. So talk a little bit about, let's do numbers first. We always do the numbers first. So newer program. How many applicants are you receiving year after year?
Yeah, so this is very much in flux. I went back to look at the details of the last 3 years because, of course, I've only been there for a year and I was teaching remotely. So and although I was very involved with the recruitment process this last year, you know, it has changed drastically even in the 3 years, let alone being unique due to the COVID circumstances, right? So so it's pretty hard for us to be really specific about what it eventually will become or what the sort of standard is. What I can tell you is that, you know, last year, including a number of unified events that we attended, because we are committed to doing those as well, we saw about 500 students. That we were considering. That being said, what we really did was that we took that 500 students and we called back about 60. So that's really where the number becomes really specific, is that, you know, of course you can see hundreds of students. That's just like sitting on your computer or going to an event and seeing students. What's really important to recognize, I think, about Slippery Rock is that if we call you back, we're very serious about you. And that number was 60. At which point, you know, we had several, we will plan on in a non-COVID year, several live audition days that we will then be able to really get to know that 60 students, because we're not interested in sort of just picking people that are carbon copies of anything. We really are interested in sort of unique, interesting artists, authentic artistry. We really see, I personally have seen in the last several years, that that's where Broadway is going. It's less and less about the perfect ideal model of what we think of it's supposed to be, and really so much more about unique and really authentic artists. And so we're moving away from that idea of carbon copies that I know a lot of schools do, and we're really focusing in on uniqueness. And so we narrow it down to that 60. We really get to know those students, and then we choose our class. And our class really is ultimately, we're still in the process of growing, so it's not all totally at this level at these numbers yet. But it'll eventually be classes of 18 to 24 students, half of which will be BFA musical theater concentration, and half of which will be BFA acting concentration. And they form a cohort that go through those original acting courses together. And then when they get into their upper level courses, they split into the deep dives into musical theater and acting. It's going to be really cool.
So I know the first question that's going to come up, because it always happens with the other schools that do it in a similar way, is do you have a predetermined number of MTs versus actors within that 24?
We do not have the predetermined number. The goal is 12 and 12. That's what we're shooting towards. That being said, at this point, we do not have that number yet, and we're flexible as we're continuing to develop. If that means that a given year we have 18 MTs, that's cool. If that means there's 10 MTs because we have a big acting concentration, that's also cool. We're really mostly focused on trying to make sure that the people that we bring into the program that are part of our program are going to be a match for our unique approach, which, like I said, really is about authentic artistry. And, you know, the other thing that we really do that's kind of different at Slippery Rock, and we want people to be interested in this, is we're really interested in sort of cutting edge, unique takes on things. We do an immense amount of world premieres where we bring the writers in. They're a part of the process. We want you to be meeting these writers so that down the line they're writing pieces for you. That's like I was saying about the world premiere piece that we commissioned. That was one of the things that we did with that. You know, and even when we do well-known pieces, we usually like to turn them on their head, do something really unique with them, approach them from a contemporary point of view. You know, what I always come back to is, why are we telling this story now? You know, I'm not interested in telling your grandmother's version of anything. I want to really explore it from a contemporary perspective, from our point of view today, so that we really have something to say in the world.
Wow, that's awesome. So, Aaron, if people want to learn more about Slippery Rock's program, other than the website, where can they go or who can they reach out to?
Yeah, so the website is really a great place to start. Obviously, we have a lot of information there that they can read about. It'll have all of the audition materials and requirements and all of those type of things. But I also don't mind giving my email as well in terms of contacting us, because I will be able to answer a lot of the BFA specific questions. They can email me at a.Galligan, /Stierle, @sru.edu.
Awesome. Well, Aaron, like I said, I don't often get a chance to learn about one of the newer programs and sit down with the department head. So this has been great for me. And I look forward to sending lots of my students your way in the coming year for auditions. Wonderful. And hope to have you participate in some of the upcoming programs and things that we have here at the College Audition, too.
I would absolutely love to do that. I've really enjoyed listening to the podcast the last couple of weeks, and I've heard great things about your program, and it would be my pleasure to help participate with getting to know some of your students.
So wonderful. Well, thank you so much for chatting with me today, and we'll chat real soon.
Take care.
All right. Bye-bye. For more information on the exciting training, workshops, and masterclasses offered by The College Audition, please visit us online at www.thecollegeaudition.com or follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, and TikTok.